Going duck hunting in rural Tennessee with Ducks Unlimited. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. A Ducks Unlimited TV crew headed to two locations in West Tennessee in order to hunt with DU college volunteers and calling legend Buck Gardner. The group of college students from across the country met up in a Tennessee duck blind in order to hunt the flooded timber and discuss their shared passion for duck hunting and duck calling. An interesting observation was made by a member of the group, DU volunteer Sam Bradshaw.
Where we're hunting here, it's a trafficking spot, as I would call it. Our statement is we're leaning on them calling. So we sit back, we call as hard as we can, as long as we can, until we break them down and get them working the hole. We just try to read the ducks the best we can, and we're not afraid to call. I mean, we got to blow our calls as hard as we can. We're competing with a lot of ducks. So we've got to call and kind of put on a bigger party and a bigger show than they have. But the volume in the woods is the key. You have to be able to get up loud, be able to scream at them, let them know you're here.
And speaking of duck hunting and duck calling, here's a pretty nifty tip that I heard from someone some time ago. Experienced duck hunters will tell you to watch the bodies of water that you fish on in the summer for ducks and geese, and remember where they are because the chances are very good that you'll find these same waterfowl colonies when you go waterfowl hunting in the fall. Don't thank me for that tip. Thank the guy that gave it to me. I don't remember who it was.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.